Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Ray Vaughn bringing us back, 17th of the hour, the late, great Stevie Ray Vaughan. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show, and I am Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Kurt Chaffetz, the CEO of Story Worldwide. Put a .com on the end of that, and you find his website. Is that right,
That is correct.
Story Worldwide, that's not your grandfather's marketing advertising website. It's not like anything you've ever seen. You're going to want to go check it out. Kirk, thanks for being here. Kirk's a more than 10-year member of our Brain Trust, the author of Thinking Inside the Box. We're talking about companies that find a way somehow, either appropriately or inappropriately, contrived or not, whether it's in context or out of context, companies who try to weave their brand into things that are like the news or entertainment, right, Kirk? That's what you're calling native marketing, and there actually are some organizations that have created something called brand newsrooms, right?
It's true. The brand newsroom phenomenon has actually been around for more than a decade. We started probably the first one for Microsoft more than 10 years ago.
Yeah.
The notion is a group of marketers and content creators who are collected together in a single place and attempt to tie information and marketing from a company to current events. In other words, to produce news about a company. So that's pretty simple. It blossomed again during the Super Bowl this year when, if you all recall, the lights went out and Oreo cookies had a group of people sitting in a room, probably way too many people, lawyers and brand managers and advertising copywriters and web folks, and they created a tweet of an Oreo cookie in shadow that said, and the line was, you can still dunk in the dark. And this tweet cost them whatever it cost to put all those people in that room, but they didn't pay the NFL a nickel, and they didn't pay the network a nickel, and they literally stole the Super Bowl. They got huge attention for this message.
Did they get chastised for that?
They did not, no.
Because that's pretty smart, wasn't it?
It's very smart, and the history of stealing events is a really interesting one. That's a whole different show. Nike has made a living out of stealing the Olympics without being a global Olympic sponsor.
Right.
Adidas is the sponsor, but everybody thinks Nike is because they do a better job on content around the Olympics.
Right.
But
right. At
any rate, when Oreo hijacked this event, everyone decided that everybody needed a brand newsroom, and this became the huge buzz of the moment in advertising. I think the notion that is missing from most so-called brand newsrooms is the notion of news. And it's really, and this is the same thing with native advertising, you know, really the difference between good, bad, and indifferent. However you define native, however you define brand newsrooms, is a real understanding of your audience and a focus on your audience. So that instead of asking yourself, what message do I have to force feed to people about my business, the real question is, what deep inside my business is real news of real interest to the people who I want to reach? It may not sound like a much different question, but it produces a hugely different set of attitudes if you understand the news value of various ideas locked up inside your business and leverage those to get the attention you need rather than traditional advertising messages, which are way too often ignored.
Well, but also, a lot of that strategy involves traditional media, though, right?
It very well can. Yeah, I think the medium is less important than the story. The story is the paramount. That's the important part. You get an interesting story that involves your business, however tangentially, it's going to be a powerful marketing tool.
What would be an example for a small business?
An example for a small business would be, let's say you're an independent jeweler on Main Street in a small town. What do you know about lesser known gemstones that would be absolutely fascinating? Has somebody found, you know, the world's biggest tourmaline somewhere? What is a tourmaline, for goodness sakes? The knowledge that you have, that specialized knowledge that can create really interesting stories. If you could ask yourself, if a reporter were interviewing me, what would she find interesting about what I know? Rather than trying to force out messages about diamonds at 30% off,
So are you saying find something about your industry? Are you maybe not even so much about what you're doing, but about your industry that the general public would like, and try to encourage a local media to talk to you about that?
That's one way. That's the PR way. The other way is establish your own media, right? You've got the internet. It's virtually free. Start writing about this.
That's what we're talking about when I said Kirk's an expert in the new media. I'm going to have you talk more about this after these messages. Stay with us. 10 till.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.